ahead and start.
The best for last.
This long one that I usually have, and I might get the little thing or as far as we get before the lunch gets here. We're going pretty fast. It's looking like. Tiffany has all the very more interesting talks. And this was, you know, pretty straightforward. We have it every year. It wasn't even on the survey as a question, if y'all want to know about these water bodies that are impaired, because we have to give you all this information. It's one of the requirements for the program. So let's get started. And then we're going watershed by watershed. But as an overview, most of y'all have been to these meetings many times, so y'all know what impaired water bodies are. All the water bodies in Texas have to meet state criteria. And if they don't, they go on to list 303D list, and they're called impaired. And these water bodies are assessed every 2 years. TCEQ comes out with a report that they submit to EPA. And the most recent one they did in 2012, and it's a draft right now. They've submitted it to EPA, but it's not been approved yet. But that's the information we're going off of for purposes of this call. Okay, so in the draft 2012, there were 192 segments in the basin that were evaluated. 16 of those were classified segments, and 67 unclassified were put on the list. And so of that 192, about 43%. And that's actually down a little bit from the previous 2010 list. Bacteria is our largest issue, with accounting for 88% of our total impairments, 11 of our classified segments, and 62 of the unclassified, which are primarily, you know, the small little tributaries we've got. We've got just a couple of oxygen impairment, DO impairments, four in the classified segments, and then six unclassified have issues. But as you see, it's not a great percentage of our of the total impairments. And we also have chloride sulfate and TDS that I kind of lumped together for purposes of this. Four classified segments this time go around, which I believe is one less than in 2010. And in about, I think that's actually supposed to be 45%, not 0.45%, of the segments evaluated have some type of nutrient or chlorophyll concern. Not necessarily impairment, because we don't have those standards quite yet, but they have concerns. Okay, so that's just the overview for the 303D list. And I give y'all that little handout. It's kind of a cheat sheet for the integrated report, and it's by watershed, so hopefully it's got, you know, good information and a little bit easier to read than putting together all the aspects of their assessment. So anyway, for monitoring for 2014, our strategy will be to maintain our current routine monitoring throughout the basin. There will be changes, but as far as routine, we're going to keep that as it is. We did 114 stations this year, and we plan on doing that next year. But overall, the Clean Rivers program got the legislature asked them to cut their budget by 10%. So, and the most equitable way that the program decided to do that was every river authority got their budget cut 10% across the board. So, since we're working with a little bit less money, we're going to temporarily discontinue some CRP biological monitoring. And it just kind of works out that way, because we actually, because of the monitoring Tiffany discussed for the water management plan and SysOps permit, all that really intensive biological work, it's a little bit different than the way the surface water quality program likes things to be done. So we're going to, you know, opt to do that rather than the CRP. And since the budget's being cut, it kind of just works out well for us. We're going to try to submit a lot of that data to CRP anyway, but they're just not going to pay us for it. So, yes, and like I said, increasing the biological effort with our water management plan and SysOps. So that's the basics of 2014. Okay. So, and as we go through the watersheds, if anybody has any concerns or issues, questions, monitoring requests, maybe, go ahead and bring them up. And we will try to account for that and see what we can do when we have our coordinated monitoring meeting in a few weeks. Okay, starting at the top, the Salt and Noble Mountain Board. There's three bacterium pyramids there and just one TDS-1 sulfide impairment. Like I said, one, the White River Lake sulfur impairment was removed in 2012 as opposed to 10. And also the Double Mountain Fork, they also removed the TDS and chloride impairment because they're now meeting the standard. What else is going on? Oh, and as Joe said, I've mentioned the RUAAs on here for each watershed. There's a little piece of the Brazos River above Possum Kingdom right here where they did do an RUAA and recommended to remain primary contact with recreation. So I mentioned it there.
Wait, can you go back one?
Yeah.
Put your marker on Seymour. For those of you on the main stem in the lower basin, we've identified that we've got another good salt slug sitting in the river right there. So sometime in the next, whenever we get rain again, it may start moving its way down the basin. I know that can interfere with some of the guys doing water treatment, pulling off the main stem. So it's there. It got washed down some of those Lubbocks. They got in ran in the Lubbock area a couple weeks or about a month ago. It seems to be sitting at Seymour. Right now the flow is so low it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's actually the same. Tiffany showed the slide with the river completely dried up. Yeah. It was at this station right here.
But that was from
but
last
now
summer.
That it's yeah. rained.
Yeah, it's got some water, but the flow's like one CFS.
Yeah.
But we're primed for another slug working its way down the river sometime in the future.
And like I said, as far as monitoring, we plan on keeping the same schedule as this year, unless anyone requests or tells us differently. So TCEQ monitors most of these stations, and we have that one. Okay. Therefore, just two bacteria pyramids here. California Creek and Deadman Creek, and they had those for a while, but they're not new. They remain in nutrients right there. And as far as monitoring there, that's all the TCEQ regional office. We don't have any monitoring stations there, but they're very well covered by TCEQ. Okay, now that upper watershed is Brazos River. Couple of impairments, bacteria, one TDS sulfate, which is in the Nolan River right here, and in our survey, someone did request a little information on that. It has, right now it's a TDS and sulfate impairments. It did also have chlorides, but that dropped off. And as we were talking about the standards, in the 2010 standards, they have proposed changing the standards for that TDS and sulfate of that segment, but it hasn't been approved yet. If it is, then that'll probably come off, but as it stands now, it hasn't been approved by FDA. that's the rest of the Brazos River above Possum Kingdom where they had an RUAA completed. We also still have Grand Barrier Watershed Protection Plan going on, but it's in the implementation phase, and we've got 13 stations there that we will keep. And in this watershed, like Tiffany, those biological monitoring she was talking about from the Water Management Plan and SysOps, here's the station up near Palo Pinto, and there's the one down by Glen Rose that we've done monitoring this year, and we'll do those same two stations next year. What else? And we have a lot of other routine monitoring, as well as TCEQ does a lot of monitoring here. That's a third thing to note there. Any questions or comments about anything in Upper Brazos? Upper Watershed? Next. Nicola, I'm chewing on there, no impairments. No nutrient issues. And here, TC Human Regional Office does the Aquila Reservoir. We also have another one of those environmental CISOP stations. And I believe the guys, are they there today?
Yep, they're doing some monitoring this week.
Yes, that's the Aquila station. And we'll be doing that again next year. And we have another little routine monitoring station further down. So, not a lot of color on this one. Questions on this watershed? Okay, McCoskey. Okay, this one, there's been a lot of work done RUAA-wise here because obviously there's 14 bacterial impairments. I don't think yet, there was one new one that went on the draft 2012 report on the Lost Creek, that's new. But all the others up here in the upper portion are older.
And one thing on the original, there was something, the integrated report stated that, was it Goose Ranch was going to be delisted? There was one of them that there was something going on, and it was like, okay, how is that possible? And we contacted the state, and they said it was a mistake that it had been listed under the delisting.
Goose Ranch. I have a Goose Ranch reservoir. You know where?
No, it's a 1255 Tribs. There's a Goose Branch and Tribs.
Yeah,
Goose
it's right
Branch.
There.
Oh, right here.
Mm-hmm. There was one of them that they had listed.
1255.
It was one of those that they had listed incorrectly as a.
So it should not be listed?
Delisted. They had listed it as a delisted.
Oh, well, I will say this. I made these maps pretty recently. They sent out an original draft of the 2012 integrated report, and that might not have been on there. And then they sent out a more recent.
Okay,
yes,
there were
a couple of mistakes.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get that recent
things
one.
That they thought weren't going to be listed, but yeah. Ended up being.
Yeah.
So, but the most recent of the draft 2012 has that.
Okay, so there was a second one that came out?
Yeah. I don't know if it was necessarily a second. It didn't say second, but I know we reviewed an original draft.
But they revised it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
Didn't notice that they had revised it.
Yeah. And in fact, when I was making these maps, mm-hmm. I went to their assessment website and I was trying to find the draft, and it wasn't on there at all. And I just caught them at a time where they were just updating it, and that was, you know, only like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and then when I looked at that draft, it was a little bit different than the first draft I'd seen.
No, I didn't see that. Did you say that Wasp just went on for bacteria?
Yes, in 2012. It wasn't on for 10. So, yeah, it's a new one.
And y'all aren't making any changes with the monitoring changes?
No, as far as I know, TIER's monitoring is remaining the same, which TIER, they do the bulk of the monitoring up here, they're the yellow dots.
Yeah.
Yes, we don't plan on changing anything, and we haven't heard that they're planning on changing anything yet. That's all that's going on in there. But there are 10, some of those streams that Joe listed, they have 10 streams where they've done the field work for RUAs and they're under review, right?
Right.
So that's quite a few, 10 out of 14, and then one of those is new, so.
And we did one on Wasp.
Oh, y'all did?
When we did the rest of them. That's why I was kind of surprised it just went on.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. There was another watershed, too, where a couple of RUAs looked like they were done, but the stream wasn't on the list yet, so.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often, but every
yeah.
Well, we get some streams that'll kind of flip-flop. They're on 1 year, the next year it's wet, yeah. So they come off. Or
well, we had just started sampling Wasp a couple of years ago, I think about 5 years ago.
Oh, so maybe that's why it wasn't on the list, because it didn't have any data.
They didn't have much data, I don't think, before. And then we stopped last year.
You don't plan on any changes. You probably do most of the monitoring here, right? In this watershed. Probably is the blue dots. Any other questions here? Or comments?
There is
need to talk about that. Okay, a lot going on here too. It has gone on RUA-wise. There's also have 14 bacteria here. Same number. Let's see, I didn't name them. Joe, I think, five of those that y'all did have been in this watershed, I guess, have been recommended for classification changes. And then two will stay as primary contact recreation, and then five are in review. So there's the potential for, and all the ones that I believe are recommended for changes, if they do get that change, they look like they will be off the list if they get categorized differently. So.
I think we have three that are recommended for MCR, because it should be Leon.
Oh, I think two of them were SCR 1 and three were SCR 2 or something like that.
Well, there should be three that to remain PCR, because you have Leon, Blow, Proctor, Plum, and Pecan. They're all 1221s.
Oh.
I believe so.
I probably left Plum off because it wasn't. Oh, yeah. Plum. Yeah, it didn't have any concerns, or it wasn't on the list either, so that's why it's not on here, or I didn't count it in my tally of RUAs. Okay, and other things just going on in this watershed. Leon River Watershed Protection Plan, our soil board person, has that been submitted to the EPA yet? Do you know?
The WPP?
Yes, the WPP.
Yes, and we've gotten comments back.
Okay.
So
that one's moving along.
I guess if you want an overall status of kind of the Leon in general, you know, that's where the WPP is. We are reviewing comments. You know, of course, when that WPP was written, that was when they were still proposing the standards change to change the bacteria standard to 206 instead of 126. So we inherently knew when we submitted it that there were definitely going to be comments from EPA on certain things. Right now we have a new project where we are soliciting to hire a watershed coordinator. So even though we don't have an approved WPP, EPA is still allowing us to implement in that watershed. So if anyone's interested or knows anyone that's interested, that request for proposal closes on the 5th of April.
Are you the project manager?
I'm the project manager.
Okay.
I'm still tag teaming with Pam. Okay. She's still helping me, but I'm the project manager. So that's kind of where we're at now. That'll probably be one of the goals of the watershed coordinators, to really kind of get with us and bringing the stakeholders back together to have public meetings and go over those comments and see, you know, what kind of changes do they want to make to the watershed protection plan, you know, things like that. And of course, taking into account stuff like RUAA work that's been done and various things. So
I'm kind of curious as to what they'll say, because, you know, back when that started, 206 was still a, you know, 1% risk rate, and they still considered that PCR. But if you look at the 2012 recommendations, the water quality criteria the EPA put out, now they've gone away. Their recommendations for primary contact now are 126 and 100, so they went lower. So I'll be curious to, you know, find out what they think about the 206 now, because I have a feeling that they don't. I don't know if 206 is what they would consider PCR anymore.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people in this room know that watershed is fairly contentious, and there are a lot, in my understanding, you know, of course I don't have the history, it's all the history, but that a lot of people feel that the 206 is appropriate, and you know, I don't know how we're going to solve that, I guess.
But it's moving on, y'all are trying, right?
I mean, really, even though they wrote it in as 206, the goal of the Watershed Protection Plan as a whole was to always meet water quality standards.
Whatever.
Yes, maybe. I mean, that's typically how all of our watershed protection plans are written. It's just kind of, there's always going to be a debate on where that line should be. So.
And there's also going on here, I think it's relatively new, 1218 Nolan Creek, South Nolan Creek, the city of Killeen and Tier, I believe.
Yes.
Are y'all doing, is it a watershed protection plan?
It's not. It is the start. We've actually, we didn't have any data for downstream that was sufficient, so it'll be a two-year testing period that will begin. Sometime this summer, we'll get the station set up and start testing in the fall. And it is the education component and reaching out to others in the watershed of the watershed protection plan. And then from there, the next step will be that.
I sampled an Owen down at Bellevue.
Yeah, there, yeah. 11907? Oh, no, that's us. That's
okay. We're actually picking up where some of the previous testing had occurred in the past with the city planning projects.
Good, so we'll have more data on that.
So, talking about Resley's Creek.
Oh, yes, Resley Creek. We finished collecting data in 2012. We did a UEA?
Yeah.
Use attainability analysis, because it's got the bacterial problem and DO. And we recently submitted a draft report of that UAA, and the preliminary findings, as far as I recall it, doing our biological testing, the fish and invertebrates, although the DO was relatively low and it's an intermittent stream, all the sampling we did, the aquatic life, invertebrates and fish scored really high. So the really low DO and the listing may not really affect the health of the aquatic life in there. So anyway, we made a report and submitted it to the, I guess the standards team will look over that, right? Yeah. So, like I said, data is collected, draft report's been written, and we'll completely through the end of this fiscal year. So we'll probably give you all a nice talk on it next year.
But we're primarily addressing the dissolved oxygen. We didn't touch the bacteria.
Yeah.
Just the dissolved oxygen.
And land passes. Just one bacterial impairment, which is relatively new. I think it first came up at 2010, Tremere Creek. And there had been a previous impairment on the land passes river, but that was an error. But in the meantime, there's a Land Passes River Watershed Protection Plan going on, and I know that has been submitted to, no, they finished the draft of that, and it's gone out for public comment, and that comment period ended in February. So there's a draft Land Passes River Watershed Protection Plan out there to be submitted very soon, I guess, to EPA. So like I said, just that one bacterial impairment and a couple of DO impairments here. The Sulphur Creek one, I know it hasn't happened, but there has been a discussion. There's a spring there, and it may be just because it's coming out, the water coming out of the spring, it may be just naturally be low DO, but I believe they assess it as a normal stream station and may be able to call that station a spring station. And it, I guess, will be assessed quite the same.
Which?
Sulphur Creek.
Sulphur Creek.
This very top of Sulphur Creek.
It's impaired. It's our fault because years ago we were doing a study there and were intentionally trying to target the flow coming right out of the spring, which was low DO, but now it's loaded up in the database as a routine, regular, perennial stream site, but it's got really low DO, and so we're having to work through that process. And
reclassify the station?
Yeah.
Yes.
Change this law.
I do think, y'all have an RUAA plan
on
for Tremere?
We did it last summer.
Oh, you did that one? Oh,
correct.
Okay. Field work has been done under review, right?
Right?
That's
right.
Okay.
All
right. this?
That's four, total of four sites around Stillhouse.
Around.
Mm-hmm. Or am I counting that one twice?
Yep. One, two, three, four, five, if you're looking right.
Five, here. Okay.
One of the dots is hidden, but there's five numbers. So, yeah.
Yeah, the big blob right there. That's the one that I was confused on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's three sites. One's the upper portion, kind of the headwaters of the reservoir. Then two are Lake Creek, I believe. And then, but basically, it's that cove where Tremere Creek flows into, and they've got two sites back in that area because they were seeing impacts of Tremere that looked like they were starting to impact at least the cove and the reservoir. Brushy Creek 1244, yes, definitely was recommended to remain primary contact for recreation because a lot of people do use that. And we reduced monitoring a little bit in this watershed, but we're going to keep what we do have. Anything else going on there? Not until we get to the Garden Stream flow monitoring, it'll be heavily hit when that happens, but that's still a few years off.
Yeah. And none of those listings or anything are new on here, so. Any little more questions? Okay, so quite a few bacteria impairments, 11 of those, and one DO on Thompson Creek. And we've also done a study on Thompson Creek, UAA. Done all the work. A draft report is going to be finished any minute now to address that DO problem. A lot of, I said, more RUAA field work has been done here. And then nine, recommend for two more. Monitoring stayed the same. Not a lot going on over there. Any questions, anybody?
No, we might do our, we're scheduled to do our biological on Tawakana in September. So it would be this.
Y'all done quite a bit of stuff.
We've done two. We did a pre-post discharge already, and we're going to do another one. Trying to see if anything's changed since. When we did our post-discharge study, there was a fish kill that was even impacting freshwater mussels. And so we've been trying to get back and do another assessment on the creek now that the discharge has been there more long term. So we're hopefully getting out in September. If you want to help, Rob.
When?
September.
September. All right.
We usually like mid. That's this just.
Nice. Yeah. And as of right now, it has no impairments, but.
That's not going to last.
But that's one of those that goes on and off. And it definitely has nutrient issues. Right?
Yeah. Y'all been the.
Well, down there, we'll see. The discharge is there. And
yeah.
Down there is where the nutrient issues are.
The, yeah.
watershed studies. Also, a lot of our high feedback hearing impairments, a lot of RUAA work. NAFSOTA below limestone, and yes, stays as a primary contact recreation. And then NAFSOTA above Mahaya, recommended for SCR1. Lots. Fieldwork's gone on review, and there's also, I don't think we have anyone from this project, but there's a Carter's Creek and Burton Creek TMDL implementation plan going on right now. And we do the bulk, I guess, of the monitoring here, a couple of TCEQ stations. No water management plan, biological work yet, but
there will be some stations on the NAFSA.
Yes. Any questions on the NAFSA?
Robbie, how's Lake Mahaya doing?
Oh, it's brown.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it more than a glorified stock pond at this point?
Not much. I mean, it's full.
Is it full?
We were on it last week.
I drove over it not too long ago. It looked like you couldn't even get to what used to be one of our sampling sites, that it was all silted in on the north end.
Oh, yeah. We just do it at the dam.
Any questions on the also completed a study recently on Lake Somerville, and that guy's not here either. Larry Halpert's here. He has a draft report with the results of that, trying to see what's going on with the pH in that lake. And it had previously had a dissolved oxygen impairment, but I guess that has fallen off here in this last assessment. But we did algal assays here. We ID'd and counted algae, looked at the sediment, the water work there. And like I said, the draft of that is also due here any day. So we will have results on that. Three bacteria impairments, Davidson Creek, East Yewa, and Mill Yewa. And they've done RUAA work here as well. UCA was recommended to go to secondary contract recreation one. That's UCA there. And have y'all done the other two already?
Middle Yewa, we did the field work last summer, and Davidson has been done.
Okay. Anything interesting on Lake Somerville from y'all's monitoring?
Well, I always get big hits on the chlorophyll. Yeah. It's always very green. So I always have outliers to work on. It's with my house stuff, so it's, chlorophyll's always dry.
All right. God, we're already below the watershed.
I don't. We'll be done before lunch.
Okay. We dropped quite a few stations last year, 13. But this is what we have, you know, left. And we're going to continue using 14. TCEQ has a couple of monitoring stations up here on Mill Creek and here, I guess that is. This in 14, what the water monitoring plan is, this ops, we haven't done this station yet, but in 2014 we will be monitoring here that station right there. It's on 98 near Richmond.
Well, and don't hold us hard and fast to some of those sites, because we are dependent on where we can get land use permissions to cross properties and stuff. So that's the segment, the general area we're trying to target, that we may be a mile up downstream, but we'll be in those general areas.
It's a couple of Bullhead Bayou and a name for Trent Bullhead Bayou recommended for classification change. And that's it. Anybody have any questions about way down there?
I know the in-stream flow kind of hit the Hempstead area up 11850 further up. I know the Texas In-Stream Flow Program is doing some work in that area or that stretch of the Brazos, too, very similar to what we'll be doing for the System Operations Permit. Parks and Water Development Board and TCQ, and we can contribute somebody we do.
Last bit of the Orchard Creek watershed. They had T-tail work going on down here, so its impairments are off. And just nutrients remaining for concerns for screening on the list. That's it down there. Not much going on. And what TCQ does have its station right there. And with that, that's it. We haven't had many years where we haven't changed our monitoring plan really at all. You know, usually we're adding sites, dropping sites, but not this year. Just doing different biological work is the biggest change. So,
how many reclassifications have you had?
Recommended on these RUAAs?
From the Brazos Basin?
Yeah.
Let's see. 8.
And was that from prime, from a more use to a less use?
Correct. Yeah. The whole state's presumed primary.
And then how many?
Stayed.
How many,
retained?
Came off the non.
Yeah, they all start out being classified as primary contact recreation, and then they go to the RUAA and they say, okay, yep, that's right, this should stay PC, primary contact recreation, or we'll,
But I mean, on any of those reclassifications, how many came off the non-supporting?
None yet, because it's not official. They recommended that these be reclassified. And like Joe said, then they will put that into the standards for 2013. That's how they recommend them be classified. And then when they do the assessment in 14, if they can use those standards that were...
Probably not going to happen, but right.
Probably not.
If it's been approved by EPA at that point, then the next assessment, whenever that takes place, then it'll come.
Yes.
I think looking at the data, if it stays the same, I think we were thinking 7 of the 8 would probably... come off the impairment list with the change.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I think there was one or two, that more than not would no longer be impaired once that standard change is effective.
Yeah, because it might be, I want to say that maybe Bullhead or Unnamed Trib, one of those two might not come off, even if it had a recuse change, but I think the other ones probably would, if I remember correctly.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good
question.
Any other questions? Even that question wants to
be better. We're setting up.